Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. What's going on? Unbelievable. After we were just talking about the Cougs yesterday. They pretty much got slapped yesterday.
I know. Yesterday was
and that's everything a bad basketball.
Everything good we talked about got jinxed.
Yeah.
The Rockets, yeah. Cougs.
Sean got bodied by Brett Favre.
Yeah, he got bodied, and then Deshaun stands are like, hold my smoothie while I go after Brett Favre.
Yep.
It was ugly.
Yep.
It turned racial on Twitter, which is
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
Oh, please.
It was predictable, but sad nonetheless.
Well, that's unfortunate, but that's our lives.
One guy said, I'll tell you later. It's unbelievable.
I mean, nothing says Brett Favre, you know, stop already. So anyway,
it's true though. Brett Favre is one of those guys who, I mean, it was a drama situation with Brett Favre.
I know he was. It was ironic that it was Brett Favre saying, "Hey, don't you know what? Stay with your team or whatever." What else? Yeah, U of H. I wonder if this knocks them out. This knocks them out of possibility of a one seed. They were getting close to a possibility of a one seed, and hopefully this doesn't knock them out of a two seed. But their schedule is going to be. I'm telling you, the tournament, the committee, they'll look at their schedule and say. But I'll tell you this too. If U of H turns out to be a three seed somewhere, ends up being a three seed in whatever bracket. That's going to be a tough bracket for if U of H is a three seed in there. But you're just hoping. I really am that they're not in either Baylor's or Gonzaga's bracket because now you got a chance to do something to at least maybe get to a Final Four. I'm convinced that how fun will it be if it's going to be? We talked a little bit about it yesterday. If it's going to be Baylor and Gonzaga in the final, that'd be pretty.
They
need to
great.
Put them on different sides.
And the final would be great.
Yeah, the final would be.
If they can make it.
That would really, really be a battle of titans.
You know, you do have, like, this is the first time in a long time that the state of Texas has some, like, is a factor in college basketball right now.
Yeah. Well, Texas Tech has been pretty good with Beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, yeah, I guess they got pretty deep a couple years ago.
No, he's really got that program going. Now, this year, Texas Shaka's finally stepped up. And they're looking really good.
I always say it's a seven year. It usually takes about 7 or 8,
12 years, something like that.
Yeah, it usually takes.
Gary Kubiak was
like, "You got to give it a good decade before you see if it takes."
Yeah, right. Or falls apart to a two win season.
And Gary Kubiak Charlie Strong's like, "Hey, I didn't get a decade."
Yeah, right. Well, and we'll see David Culley. David Culley's like, "Hey, how about 10 years? Like you said, what happened to that for me?"
Oh, I got a good David.
Now I'm hoping that if this does drop them, because they are going to look at their schedule and they're going to say, man, you know, you got two losses, even if they end up with just two losses for the rest of the season, two losses with this schedule, they're going to say, you're probably a three seed. That'll be awfully, it'll be nice. Actually, you don't mind being a three seed. Yeah. That wouldn't be all that bad if you want to know the truth, because you're still going to get a really nice schedule. The thing is stay out of. Gonzaga's and Baylor's bracket. That's the most important thing. And we'll see what the committee does when it comes to that. And we'll see. We're gonna have a gigantic bubble in Indianapolis. Is that what's going to happen? That's going to be the deal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're still going to have your positive tests and some teams will get wiped out at some point. But at least you can control it a little bit, where guys go, what they do. It's a long quarantine for some teams, but it's really the only way you can do it. without having the tournament wiped out. When you have that many teams, it's just impossible. And you can't have a team with COVID playing a team that doesn't have it, spread it, because then you can shut down the whole tournament. And let's be honest, you shut down a tournament, you shut down a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, college basketball is not played for the regular season. College basketball is played for the tournament.
Well, they unilaterally shut it down last year, and they were none too pleased with the NCAA, the NCAA. And so,
it was probably the right call, though.
It was probably no. It probably was, but they just shutting it down without talking to presidents and athletic directors was probably a bad move, bad look. This year, I have a feeling. You know what? The bubble. You lose all that CBS money, that TNT money, and all that. That ain't what you're looking for here. We'll find out whether or not we'll see what happens.
They got to have it. Like that's the money that college basketball has to have to survive. Yeah. These smattering of tickets right now. You think this pays for the program? No, big TV deal pay for the program, and so they really have to have it. So we'll have that. It's going to be a matter of how they hold on to it. Speaking of David Culley, just real quick, I did a show with Tony Gwynn Jr.'s with Tony Gwynn Jr., Tony Gwynn's son, obviously. He's got a sports talk show in San Diego, and I've done his show the last couple of years. So we do football stuff, and he brought me on to talk about the Texans, and he said, you know, Lance, nationally, we don't have a lot of knowledge about David Culley. This hiring kind of caught us by surprise. We really don't have a background on him, who he is and all this stuff. Can you tell us, tell us what you guys knew or know about David Culley? I'm like, well, same. We didn't know David Culley. You mean nationally you didn't know? Locally we didn't know David Culley. Nobody knew David Culley. Mrs. Culley, obviously Mrs. Culley, and any grandchildren and any kids know David Culley.
Right.
I would think the coaches who are with them. Steve Smith Steve Smith knows him, and Steve Smith had something very ugly to say about David Culley.
Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, we'll pull up his audio because the Steve Smith stuff, I was like, oh, this isn't great. Steve Smith is saying ugly things. Now, Steve is perennially salty.
Yeah. No. Steve Smith.
Steve Smith is perennially salty. He was born with a chip on his shoulder. I don't know what. He wanted to be the other zygote and thought he was, disrespected. I don't know what it was in Steve Smith's background that got him so riled up, but it is on for life with Steve Smith. And I guess David Culley, he felt like disrespecting him at a Pro Bowl by telling him to go with the specialist one time instead of wide receiver. I don't know. Now for Steve Smith, he even admitted, "Yeah, I got something against David Culley." I'm like, "Oh no!" So we've got that.
It's a 20-year grudge.
He's like my wife. He's the grudge. I could say all women. Man. I don't think it's all women. I just think maybe most.
Let it go.
He can't let things go.
No.
Steve Smith's grudges cannot be let go.
Yeah.
They just can't.
Well, we'll play that a little bit.
We'll play that here on the other side at about 7:15. We'll play that for you.
So, and we'll play Brett Favre for you a little bit, too.
So Brett Favre had some comments about Deshaun Watson that people are not very happy about. Well, some feel like it's reasonable. Some don't. Some feel like
agree with him. You know what?
Well, some people feel like, okay, it's reasonable. I have an opinion, but you're not the guy to give it.
And, yeah, right.
And then other people like, you're not. I heard this. I'm tired of the white man telling black athletes what to do.
Thank you. No.
Another guy did a slavery thing on a tweet. I'm like, guys,
can we stop with slavery?
Can people have opinions
of $40 million a year guy? Can we stop that? Can we stop the slavery memes?
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Honestly.
The Super Bowl, and also we've got some things like, the Super Bowl almost got shut down because of haircuts.
Yeah, well, a hair cutter, according to Adam Schefter. That's what he called him.
A barber?
He's a barber.
Well, he called him.
Where's Adam, he from, hair cutter?
Well, that's what, who was he Marcus from Spears tweeted out.
Was he I'm from
laughing,
Supercuts?
I'm laughing at Schefter calling him a hair cutter.
Who says that?
A hair cutter. Is that what a barber is?
Yeah, but no one says, hey, I'm going to my hair cutter.
Well, Listen, if you want to break it down, what does he do?
Well, I hope to go to my haircutter and get an edge up.
Does it make more sense calling him a haircutter than a barber?
Well,
a barber seems like you should be. That's like a bartender, someone who works at a bar.
What you don't understand is a barber is not just a guy who cuts your hair or a woman who cuts your hair. They're your therapist. They're the person you joke with. It's not just a haircutter.
No. That's what he do.
No.
Yes.
You shoot the bleep with that person. It's not just a haircutter. Knock it off, Schefter. What country are you? He's like a robot. He's trying to learn English. Haircutter.
It's a haircutter. That's what he do.
Oh, listen to this.
All right.
Oh, Adele, what did you say a barber does?
Be your therapist. It does a lot of things.
Can be your relationship. Gossip.
Yeah, gossip can be your relationship advisor. Does a lot of stuff.
So here's the barber meaning. The barber surname is derived from the Anglo-Norman French word barber, in turn from the late Latin barbarius and barba, meaning beard.
Yeah.
But he goes on to say, this is from Ancestry.com, from Latin, late Latin barbarius, the derivative of barba, beard. In the Middle Ages, barbers not only cut hair and shave beards, but also practiced surgery and pulled teeth. And then I'm waiting, if you keep going, it probably says, and therapy. And stuff.
And dentist?
Yeah.
While you're getting a haircut, you can get your teeth pulled.
And practice surgery.
You're already in the chair.
Skip over your surgery?
Well, yeah, okay. I've got an appendix, and I've got an impacted wisdom tooth. And can you take a little off the top?
You know,
a high fade.
Did you know one of the most famous barbers in the country for athletes right now?
Wait a minute,
Julian Diaz here in Houston.
Wait a minute, we have a famous barber.
Oh yeah, let's see. Oh, Shaquem Griffin came here. See this? Shaquem Griffin came in to get his hair cut yesterday. Guys come in from all over the country. This is Travis Gibson, who went to Tulsa, who's Chicago Bear, who I think is going to be really, really good. You may know Sterling Brown. You may recognize his name.
I remember
at least.
Sterling Brown's.
Cutting
I remember
hair.
Last night I saw him suck.
Your guy, David Nwaba.
Oh, I saw him suck, too.
Well, that's just, you know, for one day. Oh, look here. Deshaun Hand.
You think this is... Look at all the guys that go to the barber. Guess what? Losers today.
Roy Robertson Harris.
You said Shaquem Griffin came to get his haircut, right? You didn't call him... You didn't say he was a barber, right?
No,
he came to get his haircut.
I assume. Here's Clowney.
He's not a barber.
Getting his... I mean, guys come in from all over. A rapper named Young Blue, but it's spelled like blue cheese.
I'm passing. We're way past the 16th Griffin being a barber. Okay.
Charles Amenahu.
Oh!
Probably posted it on the
gram. I'm sure he posted it.
Probably got it on the gram.
You know what? And he's blessed, too. I'm sure he's blessed today.
CJ Procise.
Yeah.
When he's not scoring touchdowns.
He's not sitting there watching everybody play.
Yeah.
Okay. He's getting his haircut. That's cool. That's sweet.
Rich the Kid. You ever heard of Rich the Kid, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big and rich.
Titus Howard. You ever heard of Titus Howard?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Kenny Stills?
Is this guy around? Is this guy in Houston?
Kenny Stills, yeah. You ever hear of Akins?
Oh.
Yeah, but guys from across the...
okay. But
guys from across the country come to see him.
Really? And he's out of Houston?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he listens to the show, actually.
People travel to Houston to get their haircut. Dude,
maybe when they're injured,
you can't. So that's how. Listen, that's how sucky the barbers are all over the.
Well,
country.
I think it's like when you get to Houston, you need to go hit up Julian.
I gotta
Diaz.
Hit this guy up,
and so they just go get their hair cut by Julian.
Dale, should I get edged over there?
He told me he's got me.
Not an edge.
Okay. When I'm ready to take edge it. Up. When I'm ready to go tighten all the way.
Should I get tightened up over there? He went tight. Lance went tight now.
So the next time I roll in, I'm not. Sorry, Elise. I got to go to Julian.
Yeah.
He'll get a picture.
And
he'll have a picture of me like this on the side, like a microphone picture. Me getting my hair cut, and then you have a picture of you from it, you know, as an athlete. Yeah. He has these cool little logos, and he'll have me next to a microphone going like this. Or over my Memphis grill doing a barbecue
that's
or something.
Correct. Yeah. The perfect thing before we get to John Clay Wolf is for him to put you with your new haircut next to a picture of you with that hat on, that cowboy hat on, going, look, he wore that hat because he didn't come to me first.
Somebody made their avatar me in the cowboy hat, so I blocked them.
Well, guess what, though? They're still alive and well out there tweeting, okay?
No, if I block them, they died.
No, they didn't die. here's the deal, is if you don't sell your car to John Clay Wolf, he'll die. You know what? He loves doing this so much. He gives you more for your vehicle. He gives you more than anybody else. It's the fact, people. It's not just some myth out there. John Clay Wolf is actually going to give you way more than the other guys give you. He lost one. So he promises that he's going to pay you $100 if he can't beat CarMax's offer. You know how many times that happened in the city of Houston over the last, like, 10 years? Once. Once. Is that right or not, John Clay Wolf?
And did you know, I think it's time to announce this, Granato, that the first person that that contest we've been working on. So the nicest car that we buy this week out of Houston, next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, you get to co-host with John Granato right here.
What now? Lance, you're out next Friday, apparently. So the nicest car. Now, what's hot right now?
The new cars are getting short again. The mic, not to get geeked out, but microchips that go into electronics are all screwed up because Corona, they use too much of them in video games. Everybody started ordering electronics. So the computers that run the cars don't have enough chips because there's a chip shortage. So what's hot right now are the cars that are mostly affected by that chip shortage, and that's 20, you know, next to do like 3-year-old stuff, Toyota Tundras, the new Escalade. Like, I can pay sticker for a new Escalade right now, because I could sell them for over sticker. The new Corvettes, all the Tahoes, all the Suburbans. You won't find 2021 Tahoes or Suburbans or Yukons on anybody's lot because they're all sold out because they had to shut the plants down. So. There's a whole list of stuff like that, but if you want to, we do this show here on Saturday morning for the past, how has it been, 11 years?
Has it really?
I think it's been 11 years.
Well, we got to.
I'll tighten my list up for Saturday morning.
Yeah, tighten it up. Tighten it up, brother. And you can listen to him right here on ESPN 97.5. It's John Clay Wolf, and it's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 719 ESPN 97.5. So we'll hear from Brett Favre in just a second. But first, let's hear from Steve Smith. Steve Smith, was this on a Yahoo? Or was this Patrick?
Rich Eisen, I think.
Oh, Rich Eisen. Yeah. Not Dan Patrick. Rich Eisen. He was with Rich Eisen and asked about David Culley. He has quite the story. Here's Steve Smith and Rich Eisen.
Tom Brady and New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
They didn't come to the Pro Bowl. That was when the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii and after the Super Bowl. He didn't come. So John Harbaugh said, hey, they're down a wide receiver. Go over there. You know how to catch punts. Mm-hmm. The punter, Todd Sollenbrook, was not always punctual with time. So he said, go over there. They need a body. Go run. I know Jermaine Lewis will be running some plays for the AFC, so go ahead. Go over there. Culley says, we're about to meet, so go ahead and go with back with the special teams. I said, well, the special teams coach, Coach Harbaugh, told him to come over here. Well, these are wide receivers. That's what he said. And I walked back over there, and he told me, he goes, oh. And so after that, it just kind of tells me. So the reason I say that is, to this day, Coach Culley will say, like you said, you still holding that grudge. It's not holding a grudge. It's the fact I was a Pro Bowler. I was also, you were down a wide receiver. And the fact of the matter is, you scooted me along because you didn't believe I was a real wide receiver. So that tells me your eye for athleticism and talent is as good as Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder's eyes. You know I could do this all day.
and we would like you to. But he's going to he has to go.
He's got things to go.
I've been told. But I love you, Steve.
I could see where that make you. No, you scoot along. These are wide receivers. That is a little now. Paul George, how disrespected would he have been?
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
That is a bit.
Steve, even David Culley, and obviously Steve Smith doesn't hide it, because he said David Culley even says, are you still mad?
You still holding a grudge?
You still won't let it go? You know, I've got a guy, I've never told you this story. There's a guy, I'm not going to tell you names, because then people will look it up, and then they'll start, I don't even get me in trouble with this guy even more. So there's a guy who was a scout when he was with the Bears. And so Ballard and Rex Hogan, Rex's assistant GM with the Jets right now. So they were both scouts on the Bears. And it was a great scouting group. And I knew all those guys. I'd gotten to be friends with a lot of those scouts. I knew them all. We were friendly. When they were in town for the East-West Shrine game, when it was here, very briefly, 2 years, I took them to Papacito's, and Jeff Van Gundy came and hung out, and they just had a great conversation with all the – like, it was so much fun. Well, anyway, one of the guys that go, hey, Lance, this guy, he got into it with an official on – I've got the audio. I'll let you hear it. I was at 790. He got into it on the sideline with an official before the game in, like, the Big West Conference or something like that. And he said he got into it, so we want you to call as the assistant commissioner of the Big West – and tell him that you're going to have to, you know, contact one of the head guys in Chicago and have a discussion about this, because this is a really big problem. What happened was, the scout was trying to get a good look on the field before the game at a player, you know, no big deal. And this ref just kind of scooted him along, and he said, I'm with an NFL team, I'm looking at this. And they got into it a little bit. And so this scout was, like, really worried that that was going to turn into a big deal. He was really nervous. Well, it wasn't going to. But once Ballard and Rex got a hold of it, oh, so they said, hey, Lance, you do one of your imitations, like trick him. Because Ballard listened to the show in 1560, he was a religious listener.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows I did some imitations or whatever. So he and Rex said, do this, and here's some back, and here's the guy that you need to say you are, because they had already looked it up. So I call, and I'm recording it in the studio. So I call, and... And I get this guy so good. I mean, he says things that they turn into T-shirts. He's like, I played in the something conference. You can Google me. I'm on there. So now they've got shirts made that says, my name is this, Google me. And it's in their meetings. So anyway, so they end up playing it in front of the whole Bears in a meeting. They play the whole, I send them a sound. And I was just doing what I was asked to do.
Right.
Now, when I got off the phone, I didn't let him off the hook. They eventually let him off the hook, because he started, like, sprinting down to, like, he was freaking out. And so they said, dude, it was Lance. It was Lance. So anyway, when he saw me, he goes, you got me. I can't believe you got me. And this guy's already a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already a little bit, he's a lot like George Costanza. One time, and I'm never going to say his name, one time a girl, this is a true story, a girl, They were at a stop sign, and he kind of looked over, and she looked over, and she kind of smiled at him and just gave him a little, like, hey, acknowledgement wave. Well, then he started following her, because he thought it was on. He's like, I think she likes me. And then police, after about 10 to 12 minutes, police come, pull him over, and they said, we got a report from a girl that you were following. She smiled. I thought we had a moment. And so I was just following her. I thought she wanted me to follow her. I thought we had a moment. And the police questioned him about whether or not he was stalking her. And he had another one where a girlfriend tore up, the seats weren't good enough. So in front of everyone, she tore up the Bulls tickets and threw them on the ground and left this girl he was dating. It's the most Costanza guy that I've ever met in real life, this guy.
God.
So anyway, yeah, all right, you got me. The next year, he's like, he sees me again at Senior Bowl. Only time I see this guy was at Senior Bowl or at Combine. He's like,
No.
You know, but we would talk about players a little bit. And every year that passed, he started like, I could tell he's getting madder and madder as the seasons passed. I'm like, what the hell? And so finally, it came to a head last year. Every year he goes, well, on the Senior Bowl. No, at the Senior Bowl 2 years ago, he goes, you didn't have to do that. I'm like, dude, I said, Ballard and Rex, we're just messing with you. I don't have any problems with you. This is like 7 years later. I said, I don't have a problem. They just got you. Like, it was a joke. It's not personal. You know how those guys are. You didn't have to do what they said. You didn't have to do what they said. So I thought, okay, that's it. He finally said what he had to say. I go to the combine last year, right before we get shut down. He sees me. He goes, and he's on a different team. He's pretty high up with a different team. So I walk by. I'm like, hey, whatever. You know, I already know. Just kind of avoid him now. And he goes, you seen your buddies? Been hanging out with your buddies? And I know who he's talking about. And I'm like, no, what's going on? And I think, okay, I'm going to try to really smooth it out and just have a regular conversation. He didn't want to do that. And he's like, you know, there's different people in this world. There's the bullies, and there's the people who stand up to the bullies. And you had a chance to stand up to them, and you didn't do it. I'm like, dude, that was 8 years ago. It was
a joke.
It was a joke. Why can't you let it go? I'm never letting it go.
Ever.
I'm never letting it go, because you had a chance in that moment to stand up and do what was right. I'm like, oh my God. So that's the worst grudge holder. When you hear the call,
ever,
you won't believe it. Like it is he is George Costanza, this guy.
That's
fair. And I was like, I have never met a male. I've never met a man that has held that kind of grudge until that guy's the only guy I know until Steve Smith. Steve Smith now at 20 years has surpassed. Now mine will eventually get to 20. But because my guy is going to eventually, you know, it's never going to end. It only gets worse every year.
Yeah.
So this one is going to, it will never get better for David Culley.
No.
David Culley will die with Steve Smith disliking.
Oh, hating him. Hating him.
Yeah, I shouldn't say dislike.
No.
Steve Smith hates him. And it didn't take much for Steve Smith to hate you in a football field.
No.
I mean, he's one of the most hateful players I've ever seen.
Yeah, no.
It's what drives him.
Yep. Oh, no, he had more than his share of altercations.
Like, my guy was like you with Rowdy Yates.
No.
Well, it's the same kind of deal. Have you talked to Rowdy since then?
No, I haven't seen Rowdy.
Guess what Rowdy did for me? Nominated me for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Did he?
Yeah. I didn't get in. They didn't vote for me because I'm the radio bad boy, they call me.
They do?
The bad boy of radio? I'm the bad boy of radio is what the Texas Radio Hall of Fame calls me. And so I didn't get the requisite amount of votes. But Rowdy liked me. He doesn't like you.
I'm pretty sure male golf or female golf or food is going to get into as a, you know, as its own standalone segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It should.
Yeah, it should. I'm pretty sure. That's what that'll happen.
I mean, no one wants to go up and accept the award?
No. I will.
Will you?
Oh. 729 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, we will hear Brett Favre sound. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 732 ESPN 97.5. Anybody wants to get in on the HRMP listener line? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Brett Favre had some comments. Now, he was on Yahoo Sports. This was on Yahoo Sports, right? Brett Favre was on Yahoo Sports. That's where I got it. He's on there and asked about the Deshaun situation. Brett Favre is going to catch it for these comments.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a different day and time. You know, it's not that long ago in some respects, but in others, it's like years ago when I entered the league. And it was almost unheard of for a player to demand basically anything. John Elway did it when he said he would not go play with, I think it was Baltimore or the Indianapolis Colts at the time, said he would go play Major League Baseball until, you know, something happened and he ended up going to Denver. But other than that, I really don't remember maybe Phillip Rivers and Eli's situation where one said he wouldn't play here and one ended up there and the other one ended up, I guess, where he wanted to. I'm kind of old school. I think, you play, you get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. I think it's a different day and time, and it'll be interesting to see how the organization handles it.
You know, I don't think it was too out of line.
No, but it doesn't take much now.
No, it doesn't take anything to get people riled up.
He even gave the disclaimer, it's a different time, and it's this, that, and the other, and he just gave his opinion, but...
And you know what? He was butthurt when they drafted Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, he wasn't the best teammates.
But he didn't demand a trade.
He played out his contract, and when his contract was up, he left.
Well, yeah, I think he wanted to stay at one point, and they wanted to push him along, so he said, okay, I'll go to the Vikings.
Yeah.
How about this? I'll go win division.
Yeah,
so I think people saying Brett Favre's not the one that... Well, Brett Favre actually didn't ask to be traded, but he was involved with a lot of drama at different times. Now, to be fair to him for a second, ESPN made a lot of it drama. Remember how we would have daily Brett Favre stuff because they always had Pedro Gomez? There was always somebody posted up like, there is a Brett Favre watch with the Jets.
Yeah, and, they had a plane following.
Yeah, and it was... You know, ESPN, that was at the beginning of the kind of, we're going to take one story and beat the living hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That incline of sports coverage. But Brett caught some crap about that for really just having an opinion. And that's just the way he sees it. But that upset a lot of
people. You know, we didn't really hear Brett Favre. He's being consistent in that. You know, did we hear his thoughts on politics or anything else? I don't remember him being a big voice. I left Green Bay right when he got there. I was in Green Bay working as the
sports
director for the NBC there.
Yeah.
And so I remember the day he was traded for. I was like, wow, Brett Favre is unbelievable. Cause I broadcast games at Lafayette when he beat Southern Miss, Brian Mitchell in USL at Cajun Field on the last second play. He hit Tony Smith in the corner of the end zone. It was like unbelievable. And I said, this guy's going to be is unbelievable. And turns out he was pretty damn good. But I don't remember him. I don't know that he's the wrong guy. After he was done with his contract, he went to the Vikings and then he went to the Jets. And, you know, I mean,
he was upset that Aaron Rodgers was drafted.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know that I remember him saying a whole lot.
No, I don't either. Did you ever hear him saying he was upset?
There was drama. I'm sure. Well, how did we all know it? We knew he was.
I guess we got the reports behind this.
Something on Instagram where he had a cap, like a bottle cap, and he had a cap, and then that was on
Instagram?
Yeah, Brett Favre's Instagram.
Did he do any rap lyrics?
Did
he do any country
lyrics?
There
was just a bottle cap, and like, I think he's mad about Aaron Rodgers being drafted.
Did he do any country lyrics?
No. And by the way, he took shots for wearing wet Wranglers and having Copper Fit. Like, you made too much money to be doing Copper Fit commercials. Like,
Why?
I don't see the correlation.
He believes in it. He believes in Copper Fit.
It is a different time. This is people... honestly believe that there is no such thing nobody is your boss. The owner of a team, the general manager, a position coach, nobody gets to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As long as that's the case, you're going to have some things that get it's going to get a little out of line as we move along. It's happening pretty quickly. And as it happens more and more, you will have, If Deshaun gets his way out of there's, I can tell you this, a lot of people in the league are cheering for this not to happen just because they don't want it to set a precedent where players just whenever they want in their contract can just say, okay, we want to go. Now, if they want to change collective bargaining agreement to where you don't take a cap hit if you're a team and if you can give the team the ability to say, look, we'll let you out, but we also got to cancel your contract whenever. And if they want to give that give back, I think the NFL would be willing to do something. But I don't see that happening. Get less ability to guarantee your contract is not going to – nobody in the NFL wants that.
No.
They want an entire thing guaranteed. But if you get the entire thing guaranteed, then how are owners going to have or GMs or coaches even going to – you know, I think there's a concern about, well, if we can give this kind of contract extension with a no trade clause and all this, and before he even starts playing under that, he can demand to get out. Like, what? This is going to set a really bad precedent.
Lamont just sent us this. It's the Get Out poster for the movie, only it's Get Out Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Him sitting in the chair.
Well, Lamont's mad at Deshaun. He thinks Deshaun's being a baby.
Yeah.
Lamont is.
Well, he's not alone. There are a lot of people that think Deshaun's being a baby. I mean, there are a lot of, yeah. I mean, when you make as much money as he did, just signed a contract and a huge, huge deal, one of the biggest in NFL history, and then before you even start it, you say you want out.
It's weird. It's like there's people who think this is the only player who's ever played with a bad team in sports history.
Yeah, right.
It's like, no, there's been a lot of players. So I certainly understand where Deshaun's, this isn't his fault that this team is run by a bunch of nincompoops. It's not his fault, and I could have used much saltier language. For me to come with nincompoops is tremendous.
That sounds like Lance Berkman just wrote that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of hog mollies, a bunch of molly poppers.
Well, I don't know about molly poppers.
Well, no, I guess that has a different connotation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that Lance knows
about mollies. I mean, you got a bunch of guys in the front office jolly popping at the Sonic. Is that bad or good?
I don't know.
When you're jolly popping at the Sonic.
Yeah.
There's a guy at high school coach used to say that. But
seems like there's a lot of rigmarole around there.
Yeah. What's with all the hubbub, bub? I don't know.
Yeah. We should do a show where Lance Berkman writes it for us.
Yeah. So I don't blame Deshaun Watson for being. It's not his fault that literally it's being run by Joel Osteen, but it is a little it's disconcerting.
Yeah.
But I don't think people in Houston want him to be part of the solution.
Yeah.
Not one of the problems, and some people want him to just get out. They want him to be able to get free of the Texans. Some people want him to beat it, and then I think that's the problem here. His side's still allowing a lot of people. There's a new one by Ralph Del Vecchio from SUNY in New York saying that the Jets are back to this whole Jets being one of the preferred destinations, and that the Dolphins may actually be ahead of the Jets, but the Jets are right there, and he absolutely would play for him, and he's so mad right now. He's never been madder, and he is set to sit out for a full year.
Yeah.
And I don't and you'll notice the last time somebody said that, his agent came out and said, no, we haven't said that.
Yeah.
So they're allowing people to say things, but if they really are serious, just put a name on it. Deshaun can say that.
I personally didn't see anything wrong with Favre's comments. What are people upset about? I think what Favre said is overblown. He didn't say nothing wrong. I agree. He didn't say anything wrong. But it's the shut up and dribble connotation right now that's got everybody so sensitive.
He got to ask a question.
Right, but don't.
This isn't a comment. This is somebody who played the position.
Yeah, but
who's
but
all don't voice.
Don't voice your opinion. That kind of thing is, you know what? There's two thoughts and there's two sides on it. I want, you know what? You should use your platform, and other people are shut up and dribble. So I can certainly see where you should use your platform. Now this is a different platform. This is I want out of here. It's not social justice. It's not. It's I want to play where I want to play. Okay, that has nothing to do with any activism. He just wants to get away from Cal. Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one thought this had to do with activism.
No. But I mean, but there are a lot of people, shut up and dribble. That side is like, I don't want to hear about your thoughts about politics.
No.
I don't want to hear your thoughts about.
That's what, you're right. That's not, that was about exactly having a voice.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. That wasn't shut up and dribble.
But he said you shouldn't voice. Brett Favre said you shouldn't voice your opinion. Those people are. Oh yes, I should. I got.
He said it's a different time. Yeah. That's my opinion.
But again,
when I played, all those little indicators were in there that he tried to make it as.
I'm telling you. I think. But before this is all said and done, Deshaun is going to do serious damage to his reputation.
You think?
Yes. I already think he is. I think this
is
an unprecedented move by a star quarterback that just is, I want to take my ball and go home, and he is going to look worse and worse, and the longer this drags on, the worst Deshaun is going to look.
And well, when we come back, Eric makes a really good point. Although we spoke on this, how lame it was, but it's probably because this guy no one wants and the other guy everyone wants. But we'll talk about that with Eric here. We'll talk about it here. Eric makes a really good point, so we'll talk about it here in just a second. Right now, it's 7:43 on the bench.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:46 ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. If you want to get in here on the HRMP listener line, you're more than welcome to hang out with us here. You got any thoughts? Come get some.
Well, here's one from here's the text. Yeah, Mr. Positivity. Yep. First, he said, "I'm sorry, Lance. The Favre comment had a whole lot of shut up and play, followed by, ooh, this is coming out bad. Let me throw down the different era on this and back up out of here so I can go back in hiding." Maybe so, but I don't understand the shut up and play. He's just saying, we hear Barkley. I don't understand why. Is this really because it's a white quarterback and a black quarterback? Because we hear Barkley and Shaq all the time go after today's basketball players. I never see an outrage. I never see the outrage like this. They basically come from an old school mentality of the players don't do this, the players don't do that. Brett Favre does the same. Brett Favre did the same thing. You know, you don't hear him talk. But I really think if this were a black quarterback and saying it about a black quarterback, or a white, or Brett Favre saying this about Carson Wentz, for example, I don't think anyone would say any. Would you have heard shut up and play? Would I be getting the same text if he said that to Carson Wentz?
No,
100%. Now that's going to get to Eric's point in just a second. But Carson Wentz is coming off of one of the biggest scrub years that I've seen. Like, I'm not sure that he can play football anymore. He was that bad. How many teams are looking for?
Oh, can't wait to get Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Well, only the ones that Trader Jeff works for.
And I'm bringing this up for a reason. How many people wanted to get their hands on Carson? When Carson Wentz said, I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here. If I'm not going to be the quarterback, I'm not going to be a backup. I want out of here. And we said how lame that was, but nobody wants you. Like, people have to give away picks probably to get.
So for them Carson to take Wentz, your salary. Are you sure the Eagles don't have to send picks with them?
No, that's
like
what I mean.
Brock Osweiler deal?
No, that's what I mean, to take that contract. Because Eric says, what's the difference between the two, and why didn't Brett Favre speak on this, Carson Wentz? Because nobody's out there reaching out to Brett Favre. Well, first of all, it's Super Bowl week, so you got Super Bowl. This is my guess is he was also talking about Copperfit or whatever.
Right.
Doing this, because you never see Brett Favre anywhere.
No.
Anymore talking about it. But nobody wants Carson Wentz at all.
No one asked him about Carson Wentz. That's the problem.
Carson Wentz was being a huge baby.
Well, nobody asked him about Carson Wentz, though, Eric. That's the thing. If somebody asked him about Carson Wentz, he'd probably go, yeah, he's not very good. I mean, he just played really, really poorly. Of course he wants out of there. He wants out of there because he lost his job.
Yeah.
That's why he wants out of there. Deshaun wants out of here because the owner is really terrible. That's the difference.
Honestly, Barkley speaks on it all the time. Shaq speaks on it all the time.
But
I won't say Kenny as much.
Somebody said the reason that Brett Favre's catching is because he's a white guy. That's exactly right.
Well, yeah. It's the dynamic of, we're being real about it, we can be real about it on the show.
Yeah.
If Warren Moon had said that, he would catch some crap too.
Warren would
catch some crap too. So would
that
Randall Cunningham. So would Donovan.
No. Well, but
they would catch crap too.
But if they said it about Carson Wentz,
They would not catch crap. No.
Because
it's the same thing, though. You can tell Carson Wentz, dude, stop making trade demands.
Yeah.
It came off as lame at the time. Like, you don't want any competition. Look how bad you were.
Right.
And Carson Wentz was terrible. He was legitimately terrible this year. It was, like, shockingly terrible. You know, I had a Vegas ticket on him to win MVP. Oh, yeah.
You came up just short.
Yeah. The vote's not in yet. I mean, the vote's not. We have. I don't know if I want it or not. I don't think I'm going to, but we'll see. It's going to be a great payday, you know. But I don't think it would have been a big deal, honestly, if Brett Favre, I think a player from the past, if there was no such thing as any melanin in life, and this guy said this about this guy, no one would say a damn thing. It's a generational. When I played, we didn't do this. We didn't do this. The guy played the same position, and he just told you we didn't do this. If there was no such thing as melanin, no one would care about this. They just say that's an old player speaking on a young player's career. Go back, old head. We see it in hip hop all the time. No one talk. It's not a race thing. It's a you're an old head. When I listen to you, old head. Mm-mm. When old guys complain about young guys in hip hop, it always turns into old head stuff and this, that, and the other. And no one talks about it because it's generational. This is generational too. This is not black white. This is not shut up and dribble. It's y'all need to do it like we did it.
Yeah.
Well, the newer generation is never going to be boomer. Okay with okay boomer, okay boomer Brett.
Yeah. Well, this is the new. This is something different though because we're seeing different stuff. There is no question about it. Now David Mulugeta did respond. David Mulugeta, who is
which one?
He to Brett Favre,
not to the other report that Deshaun was going to sit out of.
Oh, here was he
not the Dan Cilio stuff.
Yes,
I'm talking about the new one.
No, the new one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
He said Brett Favre ought not not be making comments when he's sitting in that glass house. That's what he said.
Okay.
He said something to that. Here it is. His exact quote is, Brett should stop throwing stones from that glass house he's sitting in.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I guess Brett Favre demanded a trade. Did he?
I just don't know why a player's not able
after
to have
he signed after he signed an extension?
But why?
Did
why,
he really?
I just seriously, why is Brett Favre, when he's asked a question, not allowed to answer it? Because. Is this really like a, are we really going to limit speech when you're not allowed to answer a question?
Yeah. Yeah, that's 2021.
Your speech isn't limited. You'll just get criticized for what you said.
Well, yeah. No, so if you want to stay out of harm's way, do not give an opinion when somebody asks you a question. You keep your mouth shut and everything will be fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much harm's way. How is this going to affect Brett Favre? If people on the internet are upset with him, oh, well.
You know, people are mad that he has. No, you're not allowed to have an opinion or people will get mad. His opinion's not even that crazy.
He's allowed, and I'm not even saying the people are right, but he's allowed, and he got criticized, and it'll be fine.
I honestly don't see a difference between what Charles does and what Brett Favre does. Only Brett does it very tame, and Charles really goes after guys.
I'll tell you that people aren't all – it depends on who you're
– Yeah,
who,
no,
on
Charles
Twitter, people aren't all
thing.
That thrilled about Charles Barkley. In fact, NBA Twitter as a whole isn't – like not
NBA Twitter's younger and it's a generational.
I'm talking about people who write, the people who cover the game themselves, not just people who are watching. They're not huge fans of that show because I brought it up before. It's the only show it's the biggest show for the NBA.
Right.
They say we don't see that type. We don't see guys openly ripping the game and the players on shows that showcase other sports. And they're like, wait a minute, this is your name brand show. And it sounds like a bunch of guys who hate the game.
Yeah, but you know what? It's also not that different from a barbershop where guys are giving honest, unfiltered opinion about stuff. Yeah. Guess what? Some older players come off as haters. Older generations come off as haters to people. And to other people, they come off as being honest about stuff because they don't care. They've got skins in a game, so they don't care if they're honest. I really think this is a generational thing. I mean, point blank, old school dudes who played – they never liked the young game. What about back in – we heard it in the, like, 90s about guys who had played in the 70s. Like, these guys play for all this money, and we played for love of the game, and they're playing for money. We played hurt. These guys – I mean, this has been going on in sports forever.
Well, and those old guys are pissed at those that
make so much.
Because they made so much money, and they didn't give anything to the older players for their pensions.
Right.
I mean, there's been a rift between the generations for years
in
and years
every
now.
Sport.
In every sport.
Let me ask you guys something. Maybe remember it better than I do. I just read an article about criticizing Brett Favre. They say he retired from the Packers, then unretired, then publicly blasted Green Bay for not honoring his request for a release from a contract, and then made enough noise to get traded. Is that the scenario? Do you remember that as the scenario where he was just a pain in the ass?
He was a royal pain in the ass.
So I think that's part of the criticism.
Yeah, probably.
You
is.
Were doing much the same, trying to get out of your contract when Green Bay didn't
After he retired, and then he came back. You're right. But Aaron Rodgers was already established, and I mean,
yeah, but
it was yeah.
Brett Favre didn't play the good soldier when he had the opportunity,
right? But you didn't hear Brett Favre. That's one thing, I guess. Well, you're not hearing from Deshaun either, if you want to know the truth.
Well, you do in the form of
David Mulligan
tweets or late or but well but the unfair thing is if Deshaun played in that area you probably wouldn't heard about it either because the one thing that, Twitter does is it allows so much so much commentary and so many sources and so many of this
happening. And this is catching some Stephen A he's stunned by Brett Favre's comments on Deshaun Watson and I'm sure it's
but there was a lot of look on the surface there was a lot of drama around Brett Favre stuff. Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre goes to Minnesota. But I remember very specifically, a lot of it was created by ESPN because they were parked outside of his house. And then they were parked outside of the Vikings practice facility.
Remember
and
we were having, following his airplane?
We had Favre watches as a joke because we're like, dude, stop doing this Brett Favre stuff, ESPN. This
well, he
is
was
getting
a jet.
So old.
He was a Jet first. And then he
was a Jet and then Viking?
Yeah, he was a Jet first for a year. Then he went to the Vikings because he wanted to make the Packers pay.
And we know the Jet thing is where he wore some Crocs.
Former Deshaun Watson teammate says QB has interest in playing for Broncos. We'll talk about that on the other side. Where is Deshaun going to land?
Now, that would actually be a...
Go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can bet on where Deshaun is going to land. You can bet on, oh, wait, what's this week? Well, actually, the most bet-on event of the year is this weekend because there are a bajillion, and by a bajillion, I literally mean a bajillion bets on this week's big game. So if you're looking for a place to play, this is a great time to get in. You go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, the match, a half of your initial deposit, and then you start to play. And you can bet on all of the prop. The prop bets are ridiculous. How many prop bets? Everything you could possibly want. Thousands. It seems like there's thousands. I don't know how many there are. It just seems like there's thousands of them. It's endless on what you can bet on at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And it's not only just this big game. I mean, you like basketball games. You like college. You like pro. You like soccer. You like baseball. You like whatever it is. You like politics. You can bet on that as well. All at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Now's the best time to join mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.